Welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Moili'ili Honganji. Moili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshun Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.moili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mrs. Jolene Nakamatsu, in memory of her parents, Richard and Shizue Okamura. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Ronald Kabata, resident minister of the Buddhist Church of San Francisco. Good morning, Reverend Kabata.
This congregation was organized in 1899, and I was assigned to this temple in 2009. When we first became aware of it, we were just naturally concerned about, you know, where's it going to go? It's so unprecedented and the unknown of it. And, you know, we never anticipated it expanding or spreading to this scale. And the Sunday service schedules, you know, they're on hold until we get the clear that it's safe to come back together. We've been trying to keep in touch with our community as well as best we can through the social media and sending out periodic updates and advisories based upon what information we get from the Department of Health and the CDC and so forth. And we're just trying to be as knowledgeable and aware as possible, and just assuring people that we're going to end this together and support each other as best we can. We've been doing YouTube videos, and just a few of us have been meeting at the temple to conduct, you know, a basic ceremony. So hopefully, and those who are able to make that connection will hopefully benefit from feeling that sense of awareness that we are together. Some of our members have been offering friendly calls, just checking in with perhaps individuals or seniors who might not have, you know, people in their immediate area. So just keeping in touch is what we're trying to do. The basic perspective of Buddhism is the idea of the interdependency, how everything's interrelated, interconnected. And so the beads are another symbol of that, of the interconnectedness of life. Basically, this gesture is the universal expression of oneness as well in Buddhist traditions. Sickness, disease is not, you know, it's part of the human condition, because that's what the Buddha awoke to, is the fact that the moment we're born, we're all subject to aging. And then in that aging process, our bodies will become, could come, encounter illness, disease, and eventually death. The Buddhist response is to wake up, to wake up to the fact, the truth, that we don't exist forever. But most importantly, and this is the thing that I think we need to emphasize, we don't exist alone. Sure, we shelter in place. But again, how we take that, I don't see it as isolation. I see it as response, taking responsibility so that we don't, negatively impact anyone around us. And so that's responsibility. So it's not a matter of sheltering in place, but sheltering is place, is the place of being alive together, aware of our connection and oneness with the world that we're all a part of. And there's this expression, shikataganai. It translates something like, there's nothing you can do. And some of my generation used to feel, man, that's a pretty pessimistic, fatalistic attitude. But I've come to appreciate the deeper awareness from which that expression originated. There's nothing you can do about changing the situation. But that doesn't say there's nothing we can do with the awareness that helps us to move on. And so, do you accept what we are experiencing now because it's happening. But rather than denying it or cursing it, we take it as an opportunity, an impetus, an inspiration, encouragement to open our mind's eye to realize the immeasurable world that we're all a part of, that never dies. In our tradition, we have this expression, Amida Buddha, and that's the symbol or that represents the spirit of boundless wisdom and compassion, which embraces all beings together equally. And we're always part of that immeasurable life. And that's one thing that we try to maintain an awareness of. And so our physical mortal existence is that finite. And in, so we are finite mortal beings that don't exist forever. But the more important spiritual awareness is to appreciate how we don't exist alone. The awareness of that is very important. Just being aware that we don't live alone, but we are individually responsible for our own thoughts, our own words, and our own actions. And we take a certain measure of responsibility for that. And the awareness of that is a basic idea of what we might call karma, that we are creating the world, not only individually, but collectively, in which we live. There's a lot beyond our power to control, obviously, but what we could do is become a little more mindful of our own thinking, our own words, and our own actions, and trying to give as much comfort and trying to promote peace and living as responsibly as possible. I would see that as our basic core focus or foundation. So I'm looking at it as this experience is basically helping us to reaffirm the basic insights of what we take from what we call the teachings of the Buddha in our respective denominational view of the mind of the Buddha. You know, we call it in our tradition, Nembutsu, the mind of the Buddha. And we reaffirm it with this expression, Namo Amida Butsu, which is a Sanskrit expression pronounced in Japanese form, but basically it means I entrust myself, I take refuge in, or if you'd like, have faith in Amida Butsu, the spirit of boundless wisdom and compassion. That's the essential spirit of our being that has no limits. That's why we call it immeasurable life. But from that immeasurable life of compassion comes the light of wisdom that helps us to appreciate that sense of being. I take refuge in the Buddha, the immeasurable life of wisdom and compassion that is the source of awakening. I take refuge in the Dharma, the truth of impermanence and interdependence, the source of our enlightenment. I take refuge in the Sangha, the community of people dedicated to living responsibly in the universal truth. Our religious life or spiritual life should not take pride in mere philosophy or dogma alone, but should reach into our daily lives to transform our seemingly independent, isolated existence and make it one in the Buddha's great light and compassion. Realizing the truth of our interdependency, thus promoting peace, giving comfort, living responsibly, so saying and living the Dharma, the Nembutsu, becomes our true religious life. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Naman Butsu, Naman Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Kobata, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, November 8th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Veterans Day service will be Reverend Umitani. Don't forget to check out our website at www.moiliilihonganji for our marketplace items. We have quite a bit of things that are still on sale. Great deals for all of you. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Jolene Nakamatsu, and our speaker, Reverend Ronald Kubata. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Joshin Kamuro. Namo Amida Butsu.
Spreading spirit of caring, help you all.